Okay, I told you last week that this week we're going to shift gears for a short period of time. Instead of doing the Inyoni Daf Yoimi, we're going to do Inyonim relating to the Bein HaMitzvah, the 3 weeks. What I really want to do is spend a lot of time on the Kinos. Maybe a little Eicha, but yesterday was a very hard day to prepare. Very difficult to find time to prepare. And so I just want to begin today just a short shiur to get into the 3 weeks with a couple of different ideas that relate to the Bein HaMitzvah. First, I'll begin with something fascinating that I heard from Rabbi Shmuel. Again, I told you, I highly recommend if you go that to his shiur. It's a fantastic shiur, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in his shul, every Sunday morning. He spoke about the Bein HaMitzvah and he said an idea, the significance of the Bein HaMitzvah. I'll explain as follows. We know that on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, one of the main tragedies of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz was the Shviras HaLuchos. The Luchos were given to Klal Yisrael on Shavuos, it was the seventh day of Sivan, even though we think it was the sixth, seventh day of Sivan. And Moshe came down and with the Luchos, and he shattered the Luchos. Moshe came down with the Luchos on Shiv. Matan Torah took place on the seventh day of Sivan, and after Matan Torah, Moshe went up to Shemayim to receive the Luchos. He came down with the Luchos on Shivasa B'Tammuz, but he came a little late, or he wasn't late, but they thought, Ki Voshesh Moshe, they thought Moshe was late. So what did they do in the meantime? They made the eagle. Moshe comes down, he sees the eagle, he sees the dancing. What does he do? He shatters the Luchos. Shivasa B'Tammuz, one of the five things which happened was, the Luchos were shattered on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. Okay, that was the end of the first 40 days, the first period of 40 days that Moshe spent in Shammai. What happened immediately after he broke the Luchos? They killed Mila Hashem Eli. All of the Levim got together and they killed those who were responsible for the chait of the eagle. Immediately thereafter, on the 18th day, which was yesterday, Moshe went up to Shemayim for another 40 days. 40 days, another 40 days. Doesn't really say what he did up there those 40 days. He then came down on the day before Rosh Chodesh Elul, came down, and then he told Klal Yisrael, we know we're going to get another set of Luchos. Hashem was masking to give us another set of Luchos, and Moshe went up for another 40 days on the first day of Elul. Moshe went up to Shemayim to prepare for the second set of Luchos, and he came down on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, he came down with the new set of Luchos, and Hashem said, Solachti Chidvarecha. So there's a Tosfos. I don't remember where the Tosfos is, but the Tosfos asked a similar question. Bishlam of the first 40, the total of 120 days. 40, 40, 40. The first 40 days, we understand Moshe went to Shemayim to get the Luchos. We don't exactly know why it took 40 days to get the Luchos, but it took 40 days to receive the first Luchos after Matan Torah. We understand the last 40 days. The last 40 days, he went up to get the second set of Luchos. But what did he do during the middle 40 days? What happened during the 40 days? So Tosfos says, fascinating yisod, that during those 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu, he turned over heaven, the way Rabbi Ashur explained it, that Hashem should be willing to give us a second set of Luchos. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu shattered the first Luchos, as far as Hashem was concerned, it's over. There are no more Luchos. You were there yesterday? You know the word? You were there yesterday? As far as Shemayim was concerned, Moshe was concerned, it was over. There are no Luchos. You'll have Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. Maybe Hashem will forgive us. He won't forgive us. You have the Torah. We have a tradition. But the Luchos, there are no Luchos. The Luchos have been shattered. It's all over. There's no Luchos Shmios. What Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days in Shemayim being mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be maskin to give us a replacement, a second set of Luchos. It took 40 days. Hashem, after 40 days, said, a maskin. I'll give you a second set of Luchos, and we have to repeat the entire process. You need 40 days to prepare to receive this, just like it took 40 days to prepare to receive the first set of Luchos, it will take another 40 days to prepare to receive the second set of Luchos. So it's an amazing idea that teaches us that during these 40 days, that begin with the Bein HaMitzarim, even though the Bein HaMitzarim is only 21 days, but the beginning of Yud Ches Tammuz, the day after Shavuos Tammuz, begins a period of time which prepares us for the possibility that there can even be a Yom Kippur. The whole essence of Elul, what is your come El, everyone knows Elul, oh, that's the new Zman, that's the time of blow shofar, Ludovar Hashem Ori, the Svardim starts saying Slichos from the first day of Elul. Elul is Elul. And then Rosh Hashanah, Aser Yimei Tshuva. That whole process of Elul and Aser Yimei Tshuva only exist because of what happened? Because of Moshe Rabbeinu was Moser Nefesh from the time of Yud Ches Tammuz up until the first day of Elul. So these are days which enable that there should be something called an Elul and a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We tend to think, I always thought that, listen, you know, now is there was Matan Torah, Yom Rosh Yom Kippur begins, Elul, that's the Zman, you don't have to think about it, you don't have to be concerned. Maybe you'll say when it comes to Tu B'Av, there's a whole lump, there's a Tu B'Av, the earliest time you tell a person, Ksiva Chasima Tova is Tu B'Av. That's when you start telling people, so maybe a little bit you begin to think Tu B'Av, it's 15 days before Rosh Chodesh, then it's Rosh Chodesh. No, the process begins now. The process of Yom Kippur starts with Yud Ches Tammuz, because this is the tkufa which prepared, which enabled that there should be a process of tshuva of Elul and Yom Kippur. It's a very powerful idea. Okay, now I want to go to another idea, an idea in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. I think this is an interesting episode. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about the four fastings. Short little piece of Gemara, Omla Papa. Well, let me go a little further. Koyam Hashem is a pasuk in Zechariah. Koyam Hashem, Tzavakas, Tzoyim Horvi, the fast of the fourth month. The fourth month is Tammuz, Shavasa B'Tammuz. The Tzoyim HaChamishi is Av, is Tisha B'Av, fifth month of the year. The Tzoyim HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia. The Tzom HoAsiri is Asara B'Teves. These are the Dalit Tzomos. These four fast days have been instituted by the Nevi'im. It comes from Zechariah, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asara B'Teves. Yiyel Beis Yehuda L'Sason L'Simcha. The day will come when they will be transformed to days of joy. And then the Gemara goes on to describe exactly what are these fast days. And the Gemara says that what does it mean over here, the fast day of the fourth day, the fourth month? What are we referring to? Rabbi Shiny, here's Tesla. I'm going to find the Gemara, the exact words of the Gemara. Tzom Harvi, the Gemara darshens all of the four fast days. Tzom Harvi, Ze Tes B'Tammuz. It's the ninth day of Tammuz. The ninth day of Tammuz. It's not a kasha. Shabo on that day, Hufko Ho'ir, because on the ninth day of Tammuz, that is when the walls of Yerushalayim were breached. That is when the 3 weeks really begin, the ninth day of Tammuz, not the 17th. And it's a Beferish Pasuk. What more could you possibly want? It's explicit in Yirmiyah. It says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, B'tisha L'chodesh, on the ninth day of the month, V'yichazei karov, be'ir, the famine was strengthened, it was unbearable, V'lohoye lechem lo'am aretz, V'atiboka ho'ir. And the walls of the city were breached by Nebuchadnezzar. And that is why we fast in the fourth month, on which day? On the ninth day of the month. Now, what's the problem? The problem is that in Sefer Melachim, when it records the exact same event, it says that the event took place on the 17th day of the month. So how do we reconcile these 2 days? So the famous Taisus says, he points out a Yerushalmi, Taisus says, Zed Tisha B'Tammuz, Shabbat Hukvair, Taisus says, Hainu Barishaina. So Taisus says there is really no contradiction between what it says in Sefer Yirmiyah and what it says in Sefer Melachim. In Sefer Yirmiyah it says the walls were breached on the ninth day. In Sefer Melachim it says, we have a truth, well, I think about it, Melachim is the 17th day. So Zeh Tishbav, Ha'uvo'ir, Ha'inu B'Rishayna, Avo B'Shmiel, Hufka B'Yud Zayin. I'm not sure it says the number is 70. I take it back. I can't possibly say it in Yirmiyah because it says there. I take it back. I have to go look at the pasuk. I wanted to look it up. I didn't have the chance to look it up. But this that we have a tradition that we observe. Obviously, in Sefer Melachim, we're dealing with Bais Rishon, not even Bais Sheni. But this that we observe the 17th day. So Tosfos says the fascinating Yisoid. That's because Hayim Rishona Alav Shmiya Hufka B'Yud Zayin. A chilek between the Bais Rishon and the Bais Sheni. The Bais was destroyed, according to all opinions, on the 9th day. But when were the walls breached? Bais Rishon, the walls were breached on the 9th. The Bais Sheni, the walls were breached on the 17th. Which of the two is more common? We observe the Bein HaMetzarim, this is a very big hakir, the Achronim. Which is worse? The Churban Bayis Rishon or the Churban Bayis Sheni? There's a big dispute. Because there are things about the Bayis Rishon that were worse than the Bayis Sheni. There are things about the Bayis Sheni that were worse than the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni was Sinas Chinam. There's nothing as bad as Sinas Chinam. But yet, the Kedusha, the intense Kedusha that we had by the Bayis Rishon was a much greater loss by the Bayis Rishon than the Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon was over the Zerush, the Chastam, the Liarayas. Okay, so but the Churban, we lost much, much more than what we lost from the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni was never complete. The Aron was never there, there was no Kapores, the Shur did not rest to the same degree. So the Churban of the Bayis Sheni was not as a great Churban for Klal Yisrael as was the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. The loss of the Bayis Rishon was a much more intense loss for Klal Yisrael.
But the Bayis Rishon was rebuilt by Bayis Sheni.
Well, but the Bayis Sheni wasn't a complete rebuilding. It wasn't a complete replacement. It was a Bayis.
Bayis Sheni canal.
We have nothing. So there's two. This is a hakir. What's worse? We commemorate the first and second. Hayne Rishon Av Lushmiya Hufka B'Yudzayin Mishemachi, and that's what Taisa says. Avdinon B'Yudzayin. We commemorate the 17th. Tainus. Period. And then he goes on to say, but you should know, Tosfos points out, the Yerushalmi disagrees. The Yerushalmi says that the Churban Bayis Rishon took place on the 17th day. How could you say that? It's explicit in Yirmiyah that it took place on the 9th day. So he says something which is awesome, Tosfos. This is like one of a kind, what the Sefer should think. Kilkul cheshbonos hayusha. They made a mistake when they recorded in Nevi'im, in Yirmiyah, that the walls were breached on the 9th day. They made a mistake. They lost track of time. The Rav, there were no clocks. There were no calendars. They lost track of it. Today, to say that in modern times such a thing is impossible, mamish impossible. But that's how bad it was. That's how bad it was. And in Navi, how can you make a mistake in the Nevi'im, sacred text? They made a mistake. Due to their tirda, their state of a chaos, confusion, they now want to deviate from what they thought, so it recorded the wrong date. Incredible. Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. Bavli holds there's no mistake. The walls were breached on the 9th, and the reason why we commemorate the 17th is because we focus on the Bayis Sheni. From this, many want to bring a raya that the Churban Bayis Sheni is a much greater tragedy than the Churban Bayis Rishon, and that's why we focus on Yud Zayin. The Ikar Avelus was Man Hazeh, so the Bayis Sheni, not the Bayis Rishon. From Yushalmi, it's not much like that. The MS, we should BMS do it to the, it was the 17th, and BMS, the Churban Bayis Rishon is greater than the Bayis Sheni, and the reason why it says the wrong day was because they made a mistake. Now the question is, according to the Bavli that says that it happened on the, why don't we fast both? Why don't we fast on the 9th and on the 17th? So this is discussed. It's too much. Chazal did not want to be matriach Klal Yisrael to fast 2 days, so they only selected the second, not the first day. Now, the only thing I want to add is, why is that so? In Parshas Chanan, there's a pasuk which speaks volumes, and it says, "V'rohu kol ame." Okay, I've got the exact pasuk. I'm not prepared, but the pasuk there says something along the lines, "Kihi chokhmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim." This is your chokhma and your bina le'enei ha'amim, that when the nations of the world see this, they say, who is as great as Klal Yisrael? The pasuk along those lines, I think, is the Parashas Veschanan. Kihi chachmaschem binaschem le'enei ha'amim, and it's the greatest kiddush shem shemayim. Chazal, what is this referring to? It refers to the soit ho'ibor. It refers to the ability for Klal Yisrael to calculate the zman. They're able to figure out the mathematical calculations in regard and connection to the calendar is awesome. There's no match. It reveals the incredible chokhmah of Klal Yisrael. Obviously, there's a lot more to this because we would say, I mean, calculations, mathematical calculations. Anyone can make these calculations. What is the big deal? Obviously, there's a lot more to the Salib than just simple mathematical calculations. It involves incredible chokhmah. But what do we learn from this? Pasuk in Torah is that the goyim, the nations of the world, when they look at Klal Yisrael and they appreciate, they recognize the greatness of Klal Yisrael, it's the koich of zman. The ability that Klal Yisrael have to understand zman. And not just understand zman. To manipulate. What is the Moadim? The Moadim are decided. Shabbos is Kiva Kama. Every 7 days is Shabbos. But the Moadim is determined by Kiddush HaChodesh. It's when Bezdin wants...
said Friday.
Right. When Bezdin, you want to wipe out a nation that observes the Shalosh Rugalim. That you think you can say, the Goyim, they say, we can figure out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets made, and we'll say Kaleim at the precise moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at the world. And that only time our curse will be Chal. You're trying to go up against a nation, they control Zman. They observe the Shalosh Rugalim. They are in control of time. And the Pasuk says this, Ki hi chokhmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim. How is the Chorban illustrated in Tanakh? It's illustrated that we lost our koyach. We lost our touch. We lost control of time. We don't even know the calendar date. Forget about the soid ho'ibor, which is a post-doctorate. That drago, which can't even have the level, can't even be described such chachma. We don't even have the basics of zman. That's why Yirmiyah bedafka in the Sifrei Tanakh recorded the mistake, because this captures in the most profound way possible the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gilu Shechina. What is our specialty? Chochmaschem binaschem le'enei ha'amim. We don't even know the day of the week. We don't even know the day. The 10th day, the 7th day, the 9th day. This is the depth of the Churban Beis HaMikdash.
Nice for
it. Okay, now let's go and go into another vart. Okay,
another.
I want to go. This is a very another. Now this year we have a unique year. Yesterday was Shiva Asa B'Tamas on a Sunday. Unbelievable Sunday. We're in visiting day in camp, and Tisha B'Av, right in the middle of the summer, that really wiped out the camp. So what there's an opinion of the Gemara that says in a year when Tisha B'Av, Tosfos says that in a year when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, there's no Tisha B'Av that year. That year you don't have to observe Tisha B'Av. And we often say these four fast days, the Tzom HaRevihi, the Tzom HaChamishi, the Tzom HaShvihi, and the Tzom HaAsiri, there is a very important say there. The first fast day is Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves is the time when the siege began. That's when it all started. And the next event was Shivasa B'Tamos, not that year, later on, a couple of years later, is when the walls were breached. The third fast is Tisha B'Av, when that was only 21 days later, and then the following, not right away, but it was a year or two later, Tzom Gedalia was the very end. There was a process. The process began with Aser B'Teves. That's when the siege began. That was the very beginning. The next stage was the walls were breached. The next stage was Tisha B'Av. And the worst, at the very end, when the last remnant, the last Yishuv of Bnei Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael were exiled, was Tzom Gedaliah. That was the end. That was when there was nothing left. All the four different stages, which one is the worst? Well, we know from Halacha, the worst is the beginning. Aschalta de Paranusa. The tenth day of Teves, if it would fall out on Shabbos, if it would, we would fast on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av, this, what?
Erev Shabbos fast.
We do fast Erev Shabbos. We don't fast any other fast day on Erev Shabbos. But the Chiddush is that if it would fall out even on Shabbos, we would aschalta de paranusa, we would fast on Shabbos. All the other fast days, no, falls on Shabbos or Friday, we push it off. We push off Tisha B'Av this year, we don't fast on Shabbos, we push it on Sunday. We don't, we come to Shabbos and Tammuz, we don't fast, we fast on Sunday. But Aser B'Teves, why? Because aschalta de paranusa is worse. Another way to illustrate this idea, another, when did the Beis Hamikdash burn? Chazal tells us it burned primarily on the 10th day of Teves. So why do we fast on the 90? Because that's when it began to burn. Chazal are very much obsessed with, now they're very focused on the beginning. That's Chalt de Peranusa, the beginning. I once heard a drasha from Rabbi Shachter, Rabbi Yaakov Shachter. He said that in his opinion, we should really focus very much on Kristallnacht. Kristallnacht is because that many scholars, it's very complicated what you want to call it, the beginning of the Holocaust. It's not a pashtut thing according to any opinion. When you can say the beginning was the beginning, but it was a very many modern Holocaust scholars are of the opinion that Kristallnacht was a major changing point in the attitude and in the whole direction of the Holocaust. And he gave a very passionate plea that it's a day that should be, to some degree, commemorated, the Jewish day, much more than it currently is, because Chazal are very much focused on Aschalta de Paranusa, and we as Orthodox Jews should focus on this day, in the Holocaust, not to take away from the Tisha B'Av of the Holocaust. You can commemorate it on many days, on many different levels, but Aschalta de Paranusa. Now, the only point I want to make is that this is a yisur that's brought out a number of svarim, is that all of these psukim here, when it talks about the fast days, it says the chodesh, the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, the ninth month. When we focus, there's another reason why we would fast on the ninth day. It dovetails with what we just said. Why we would fast on the ninth day, the tenth day of Teves, is in Sefer Yirmiyah, where it quotes the breaching of the wall of the city. It says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. On the ninth day, if you look at the pasuk in Yirmiyah, it's in Perek Nun Beis, where it discusses the breaching of the walls. It says, and also in Sefer Melachim, it says the same thing as well. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, on the essence of this day. The other fast days, Tisha B'Av, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedaliah, it doesn't say the word Be'etzem. It was an event that took place on a day. We know when it happened. And the Nevi'im came along and said, Tzoyim Harvihi, Tzoyim HaChamishi. It's a fast day in the month. It's a din in the month. It's not a din in the day. The only time there's a din in the day where it says the expression Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh is Aser B'Teves. So therefore, what was the original question? Why don't we fast twice? According to the Bavli, that there's a difference between the ninth day and the 17th day, so there should be two fast days. There should be fast day on the, for the Bais Rishon on the ninth day, and there should be fast day on the seventh day. The Teretz is the breaching of the walls is a tragedy. It occurred. It's not important the day. It's the month. It's a din in the chodesh. So you pick a day. When you pick a day, it doesn't make a difference this day, that day, because a terrible event occurred in this month. It's a good thing to observe the day that it actually happened. But it's Shabbos, so he won't do it on Shabbos. But there's a chilek between the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Sheni, so we'll pick one day. Because it's not important the day, it's important the chodesh. Tisha B'Av is the same thing. So Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. So you're on the 10th day. It's been in the chodesh. Tzom Gedalia, many of them, he was killed. He was killed on Rosh Hashanah. The first, second day, there was only one day Rosh Hashanah. So we also, it's always a nidche. Tzom Gedalia is always a nidche. Why is it always a nidche? Because the Nevi'im were Mesakin is then in the chodesh. But Asar B'Teves, which was a schalt of the Piranusa, the beginning of the whole Churban, there the pasuk emphasizes Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, just in the day. And that's why there's no room to manipulate the actual day itself. All right. Tomorrow, I think we'll do some kinnis tomorrow. We'll do